to community access to the airwaves. For this hour, we have turned the airwaves over to a member of the public. The views expressed on the Access Hour do not represent the views of the station, its staff, programmers, or the board of directors. We'd like this show to be as unpredictable as possible, so we need your creative ideas. It's a fair trade. You give us what you've got, and we give you the facilities and any help you need to get your program airborne. So let your mind wander and wonder. And when the inspiration for some pretty good radio glows with a clear, bright light, get in touch. Just go to WORTFM.org and look on the left side for Sign Up to Host an Access Hour. Programs are scheduled first come, first served. And now it's time to begin another foray into the freest form program on the WORT schedule, the Access Hour.
Hey, everybody. I know I'm supposed to do a show, a musical show, kind of based around the album Touch Typing Made Easy. But, you know, this morning I just wasn't feeling it, so I decided to switch gears entirely. I am the Artful Dodger, and I am today's host of the Access Hour. Hi, everyone. Oftentimes, my shows are based around a non-musical record, and today is no different. But it's also one that's, for me at least, kind of awkward or difficult to talk about. It's, you know, in essence, it's this giant elephant sitting in the room in front of all of us. So today we're going to be hearing from a guy named Linus Pauling. He won a Nobel Prize for the molecular structure of crystals, and he got a Nobel Prize for peace. And in this album, he's making a strong case for ending nuclear war and war in general. You know, something I think we can all get behind. But in any case, we are going to start with the show, Note C. It consists of just a click track and a guy who occasionally plays the note C. And I think that sparseness is both its beauty and its strength. And I also thought it kind of sounded like a Geiger counter, so I thought it'd be good for this show. In any case, here's Note C.
In 1957, I wrote a petition, which became a petition to the United Nations that was, in a very short period of time, signed by 11,021 scientists from 49 countries in the world. This petition, which I gave to Mr. Hammarskjöld of the United Nations on the 15th of January, 1958, this petition stated that we, scientists representing 49 nations, urge that an international agreement to stop the testing of nuclear weapons be made now. Thank you.
in love. Said, don't worry about a thing, baby, darling, the man you've been dreaming of. But 3 months later, he said he won't date or return a call. And she swept them and found that man cutting off his back. And then she heads for the clinic and she gets some static walking through the door. They call her a killer and they call her a sinner and they call her a...
She said what she said. Well, I can tell you
people,
the news was not so good. Well, I can tell you
people,
the news was not so good. She said your baby's left you, this time she's gone
for good.
Hey everyone, I hope you liked that last set. I sure did. There were two pieces in particular I liked. One of them was the Carnival Polka. You know, Wisconsin is ground zero for a polka, and we don't really embrace it. And I think, you know, I think we should. The other one I really liked was Pat Boone singing I Almost Lost My Mind. I mean, anytime Pat Boone is singing about witch doctors, you know, that makes it go right up near the top. You know what I'm saying? One time I was forced, and I really mean forced, to look at a picture of Pat Boone's genitalia. And once you see that, you can't unsee it. I'm sorry. I am the Artful Dodger, and I am today's host of the Access Hour. Next, we're going to be listening to Linus talking about nuclear war, and following that, Lonesome Town by the Cramps. Nuclear war, to me, always means kind of like a kill-off, and I think of the world being more lonesome and not so many people around. So I thought that'd be good to go into that, and followed by Small World by Edie Gourmet. You know, anything by her is just... Anyways, then after that, we're going to hear some Hawaiian music and a piece of jazz. So I guess we'll see you on the other side.
Now, if there were to be a nuclear war, the pool of human germplasm would be damaged in a very much greater amount for all of the people on Earth by the radioactive materials that irradiate to the reproductive organs of the survivors, and there is a possibility that the human race would not survive.
Thank you. No.
Okay, everyone. We just got done listening to Lonesome Town by the Cramps, Small World by Edie Gourmet, Some Hawaiian Song, and Rocking Chair by, I'll try to pronounce this, Gene Krupa, K-R-U-P-A. I think that's it. Anyways, I am the Artful Dodger, and I'm today's host of the Access Hour. We're kind of at the halfway point, so we got roughly a half an hour to go. So don't have long to hang on. Next, we're going to be hearing, well, it's just going to go. You know what I mean? It's, yeah, we're just going to go for it. It's a little longer, but I think, yeah, that's enough.
It's me up. I can't explain. My own that's not the
side. Quite as though.
That shows how little there are
days that I don't know what it is.
Yeah, logic curve. Write it down for me. I'll use it in my column next week.
Between a little world and sky, and dreamed not of the cosmic rings round which the circling planets fly. He lived in little works and thoughts, where little ventures grow and plod, and paced and plod his little plots, and prayed unto his little God. But as the mighty system grew, his faith grew faint with many scars. The cosmos widened in his view, but God was lost among his stars. Another boy in lowly days, as he to little things was born, but gathered lore and woodland ways, and from the glory of the morn. As wider skies broke on his view, God greatened in his growing mind. Each year he dreamed his God anew, and left his older God behind. He saw the boundless scheme dilate in star and blossom, sky and clod, and as his universe grew great, he dreamed for it a greater God.
I didn't hear nobody pray. I could change this sad story that I am now telling you. But there is no way I can change it, for somebody's life is now through. Their soul has been called by the master. They died in a crash on the way. I heard the groans of the dying, but I didn't hear nobody pray.
He begins to be sick, to feel nauseated and feverish. He begins to suffer from internal bleeding, and in a few days, he is apt to be dead.
Control my fingers, I can't control my brain. Oh no, oh, 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 oh.
I began, of course, as a chemist. I studied chemistry when I was a boy, and I got my bachelor's degree in chemical engineering. Then in the California Institute of Technology, I studied molecular structure. The new methods were just being developed then for determining the structure of crystals and the structure of molecules. I made use of these new methods in learning something about how atoms are attached to one another in molecules and in crystals. I studied physics and mathematics as well as chemistry. Later on, I became interested in biology and medicine.
Hey, everybody. Man, I really liked that last set. It's, you know, it had Wreck on the Highway, just an incredible song by the Leuven Brothers. I think that's way up there on my list. Then we followed that with the Ramones saying, Linus talking about what it's like to be sick. Then we heard I Want to Be Sedated by the Ramones. I don't know why that transition seemed cool. Some Twist music, Linus talking about his educational experiences, and that goes to Perilous Night 4 by John Cage. I don't know, it really seems to pair well with me. And we wrapped it all up with Solitude by Sarah Vaughan. I am the Artful Dodger, and I am today's host of the Access Hour. Next, we're going to start with this is going to be the final set, so you better hang on. We're going to start out with a piece of comedy. It will then go into another Leuven Brothers song, The Great Atomic Power. It's not nearly as good, but, you know, I couldn't pass it up. Then we're going to have Linus talking about nuclear war, and followed by, I think it's Brenda Lee, doing Break It To Me Slowly. So anyways, I think we got a good wrap-up, so let's go.
Now that you're a little bit into the album, don't you wish that you held on to that $5 a little longer? There's a new Cheech and Chong coming out next week. Heh heh heh.
With it.
Ernie, it's me, Bert. When you open the door, I got the stuff.
Who is it?
Ernie! It's Bert. Will you open the door? I brought the stuff. Cut! Listen, Ernie. That big bird saw me coming over here. I got the stuff. Will you open the door?
Who is it?
It's Bert! Ernie, will you open the door?
Oh, Bert's not here right now.
Ernie, I know Bert's not here. I am Bert. Will you open the door? I brought the stuff.
Do you fear this man's invention that they call atomic power? Are we all in great confusion? Do we know the time or hour? When a terrible explosion may rain down upon our land, leaving horrible destruction, blotting out the works of man. Are you ready?
Are you ready for that great atomic power? Will you rise and meet Savior in the air? Will you shout or will you cry when the fire rains from on high? Are you ready for that great atomic power?
There is one way to escape it. Be prepared to meet the Lord. Give your heart and soul to Jesus. He will be your shielding sword. He will surely stand beside you, and you'll never taste of death. For your soul will fly to safety and eternal peace and rest. Are you ready
for that great atomic power? Will you rise and meet your Savior in the air? Will you shout or will you cry when the fire rains from on high? Are you ready for that great atomic power?
There's an army who can conquer all the enemy's great band. It's a regiment of Christians guided by the Savior's hand. When the mushroom of destruction falls in all its fury great, God will surely save his children from that awful, awful fate. Are you
ready for that great atomic power? Will you rise and meet your Savior in the air? Will you shout or will you cry when the fire rains from on high? Are you ready for that great atomic power?
That we no longer waste in this insane way the precious resources of the beautiful earth on which we live in the preparation for destruction of the world, for the death of human beings all over the world by the hundreds of millions or even thousands of millions, billions. Perhaps a third of the people on Earth would be killed if there were to be a great nuclear war.
Make me feel that you still love me. If it's just for one more day, break it to me gently, so my tears won't fall too fast. If you must go, then go slowly. Let me love you till the last. The love we shared for oh so long is such a big part of me. If you must take your love away, take it gradually. Oh, oh, break it to me gently. Give me time, or give me a little time to ease the pain. Love me just a little longer, 'cause I'll never, never love again.
Chaque fois que je perds la raison, je pense à toi, tout le temps, tout le temps.
I can see you all the time, I just can't get enough. Dirty fires that make me blind, and now I walk into the light, the red light.
Mauvais amis m'ont laissé sur le chemin, je marche dans la lumière. Je perds la raison, je pense à toi, tout le temps, tout le temps.
Every time I lose my mind, I think about you all the time.
Say it like what?
Si j'étais ton seul ami, je pourrais.
If I was your only friend, would you even understand?
Ma perversion érotique. Te jeter à corps perdu de tout ton cœur. Tu n'en as jamais assez.
I can see you're all loved up and how you just can't get enough. You never gave my love a chance. Whatever happened to romance? Don't you find that living point? Walking to
ton cœur. Tu n'en as jamais assez.
Devin, you pervert.
I believe in morality. I abhor the immorality of war. I am glad that these great bombs exist in the world. They prove to all of us that the time has come now when the evil of war has to be abandoned, and I am confident that it is going to be abandoned. I am confident that we shall achieve disarmament, that we shall be able to develop international law in such a way that the nations are governed by it. I am happy to think that our great nation, the United States of America, will become a moral nation along with the other nations in the world, no longer relying upon the immorality of war, but instead accepting the principles of morality, the ethical principles that have been taught by the great religious and philosophical leaders and that are accepted by individual human beings. And I hope that as this change in the nature of the world takes place, it will be our great nation, the United States of America, that takes the lead.
Okay. We just got done hearing The Great Atomic Power by the Leuven Brothers. It's not their best, but, you know, I thought I'd drop it in anyways. Linus talking about nuclear war. Break It to Me Gently by Brenda Lee. My Lord, I love that. Romantique by Felix the Cat. I think that's it. I have got to look again. Some Russian folk music. Oh, man, I loved it. And Linus talking about morality. I hope you've loved that sec. Oh, I am the Artful Dodger, and you have been listening to The Access Hour. I hope you have loved that last set, because I have really loved it. And I'm sorry to say, but it's time for our paths to split. I hope you've been having fun, and I hope to see you around.
You've been listening to The Access Hour. The Access Hour is WORT's commitment to community access to the airwaves. For this hour, we have turned the airwaves over to a member of the public. The views expressed on the Access Hour do not represent the views of the station, its staff, programmers, or the board of directors. Remember, though, that this show relies on your ideas. An application to produce a program can be found on the internet at wortfm.org. Look on the left side for Sign Up to Host an Access Hour. Music, talk, comedy, drama, or whatever can be conveyed over the radio, the Access Hour is anything you want it to be.
Support for this program is provided by Madison Locally Sourced, formerly known as Madison Essentials. Madison Locally Sourced publishes 6 issues annually, each filled with intriguing stories about the people, places, and things that create the communities we love. Available in print at over 150 convenient locations or read online at madisonlocallysourced.com.
You are listening to WORT 89.9 FM, Madison.
WORT thanks its listener sponsors and FPC Live, presenting Thievery Corporation at the Sylvie on Sunday, September 29th. The broad range of Thievery Corporation's club-based electronica mixes elements of dub, acid jazz, reggae, Indian classical, Middle Eastern, hip-hop, and Brazilian, including bossa nova. More information and tickets are available at thesylvie.com.
Are you excited to get out and see some great live music while wiggling your toes in the grass? Do you yearn for delicious food and a cornucopia of local brews? Craving the whimsy of browsing local crafts or creating your own artwork? Are you ready to usher in the summer music festival season? Then get to Warner Park on Sunday, May 19th for Wartstock, presented by WORT and Union Cab of Madison. Check out this great lineup. At noon, Son del Atlantico ignites the day with hot Afro-Colombian flair. At 1:20, Strings to Rome brings lively bluegrass and folk. At 2:40, Blue Stem Jazz unleashes undisclosed Sims from Chicago. At 4 is Roscoe Foster and the Rascal Theory, ready to funk things up with their mix of rock, blues, funk, and soul. The Forward Marching Band will rouse the crowd into some good old sing-along fun before Boiled in Lead tops off the day at 5:30 with their Twin Cities-based Celtic Sound. This year also marks the 20th year of No Crap on Tap. Madison Homebrewers and Tasters Guild is providing an ever-changing cornucopia of fine local beverages from more than 20 local breweries. More information is on our website at wortfm.org. Wartstock is proudly sponsored by Union Cab, along with Summit Credit Union, Dane Arts, MG&E Foundation, Madison Homebrewers and Tasters Guild, Hoyos Consulting, WSUM 91.7, and Blue Stem Jazz. See you there!